Hi everyone, welcome to People I Almost Know. I'm Michelle and my guest today is Amy Severson. I almost know Amy from her blog where she writes a short story each month to go with a Punch-Out Zombie a Month calendar. And by the way, her stories are really, really awesome. I love them. I almost know Amy a little bit better from Twitter, and when I sent out a tweet looking for someone to talk World War Z with me, I was really surprised and super excited when Amy answered that call, because she's a full-fledged zombie aficionado, and I couldn't have asked for a better partner for this chat. So let's get started.
This is Amy.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am awesome, thank you so much.
Well, before we get started on talk, we're going to be talking about World War Z. A little bit about the movie and a little bit about the book. And before we get started, can you just tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Oh, gosh. Well, my name is Amy. I'm recently unemployed, retired, quit being a career person and focused on writing a book. And I fancy myself a kind of zombie expert. I've always been a fan of zombies for a long time. I'm a big movie fan, huge movie, pop culture, whatever fan. And I'm very excited to be talking about this movie because, I have a lot to say.
Earlier today, I was thinking, you know, I kind of think of Amy as my bloodthirsty friend. Not in a bad way, because you're always killing characters and...
Yeah, totally works for me. It really does.
But you know what? One of the things I thought that would be interesting about this is that you and I are kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't like scary movies. I don't like to be scared. I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
So I just Wikipedia it, but I don't like to be scared. I'm really scared of zombies, even though I kind of have like a zombie fascination right now.
Yeah.
Like I'm all into the zombie culture, but they really scare me. And there was something else I thought that I was opposite of you. Oh, gore. Like, all the gore and gross, icky stuff. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I'm all over that. I love being scared. Being scared is one of my favorite things. Like, I've always loved roller coasters. And so, like, one of my earliest memories is riding, like, a roller coaster at Disneyland. I was too small to ride it, but Mom took me out anyway, and I loved it. I've been hooked since then. I love being scared. And, yeah, gore and all that. Yeah, bring it on. I'm all over that.
Now, what do you like about that? What do you like about being scared and all the gory stuff?
No, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think I'm fascinated by, you know, just that visceral reaction when you just really have no control over how you're going to react to something. And I'm somewhat of a control freak kind of thing, but in a little way, but, I don't know. I just like that, just like having that taken out of your hands, just not knowing what's going to happen. I don't know. It just excites me. I don't know. I mean, let's probably not analyze it too much. I really might not want to go too deep into my psyche. So why exactly I like to be terrified. Yeah.
You know, lots of people are like that. And I am, I just can't stand that heartbeat thing that, oh my gosh, you know, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, what scared me more than, like, World War Z was just minor, you know, some tension and stuff.
Yeah.
I was more scared with the two previews, the horror movie previews that I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to make it through the previews. And I thought, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
Well, the previews are pretty intense for this movie. I have to give it that. They really were. I mean, because the whole, like, zombies, like, swarm crawling over each other, that was pretty intense.
Well, yeah, actually, I thought the previews for this movie, and I'm actually talking to the previews that they showed before the movie, like at the theater.
Oh, for the other movies? Oh, yeah, yeah. There are a bunch of good movies coming out that I watched.
You say good movies, and I say, I'm not seeing that. Like that one where that they were like doing that clap clap. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack.
Oh, The Conjuring. See that pretty soon. Hopefully, I have another friend who wants to see that. Yeah, that looks awesome.
Speaking of World War Z, though, the trailer, I two things with the trailer is, one, I was actually, I saw the trailer a couple times where my heart started, you know, racing, and I thought, oh my gosh, but I thought the trailer was scarier than the movie.
Yeah.
So what was your overall, when you said you have lots of thoughts, what are your thoughts and notes?
I tried to go into it, and I tried to just go and forget the book.
Hmm.
Because I knew it wasn't going to be a lot like the book. So
right.
I went in there and I'm like, okay, just watch this movie and just watch it as a movie that you have no history with, don't know anything about, and just watch it. And so as that, it was a great movie. You know, it had all the right elements and everything. It was suspenseful and it was scary and it, just in general, yeah, it was a great movie. However, to me, it wasn't a real zombie movie. It was a disaster movie or a thriller or something like that. I did have some comparisons to the book, but even without the book, it really wasn't a real zombie movie. And that's okay, because I think it's probably, this movie is going to introduce people to zombies who maybe not, I would think people who aren't into zombies would watch, I would encourage them to go see this movie, and it's kind of like a little dipping their toes into the zombie pool, so to say, you know?
Yeah.
And to watch it, because it's different. It's different in a zombie movie, as a lot of people say the 28 Days Later wasn't a real zombie movie. And I could see that, too. And so, to me, it was more like that. It was more like a 28 Days Later than, say, a traditional, quote-unquote, real zombie movie. But it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I left the theater being thoroughly entertained. And it was a good movie. I gave it two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. Well, you know, I think I'm with you. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I actually went back and I read the book again. And then
yeah.
I went back and saw the movie again.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing as you. I separated it out like a year ago when I first, was really hearing about it and getting excited, or seems like a year ago.
Yeah.
In my mind, I said, there ain't no way. It's a Brad Pitt film. It's a big, big budget deal. And
yeah.
I guess when you have a big star like Brad Pitt, you know it's not going to be the same as the book right off the bat, because it's going to be a Pitt vehicle.
Exactly. They're banking on him, yeah.
Yeah. And there was no single person in the book other than the writer,
mm-hmm.
and he was just an interviewer.
Exactly.
But yeah, I kind of thought in tone, I loved the tone.
It,
the tone of the movie was a nice match for the book.
It was.
It just wasn't, the material, you know, wasn't there.
Well, yeah, which goes to, I was just, even enjoying the movie as much as I did, I mean, I was just so thoroughly disappointed that they just didn't seem to use anything from the book. I mean, there were so many opportunities I saw where they could have kept the same movie, but just added a few little things that would have made people like me who are a fan of the book, would have made them so happy. And it would have been so easy to do, and they just didn't do it, and that's what, and it really did, it still leaves a little, I have a little hole in my heart because of that. Like, why didn't you do that for me? But yeah.
Well, you know, I saw a little bit more the second viewing, I think because I wasn't as anxious, because I knew what was going to happen, and I knew everything. I didn't.
Yeah, and I've only seen it once, and I think there were a few things,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot. I was like, oh, I mean, because at the very end, I mean, like, I don't know if we can do spoiler alert, but, like, when they're on the boat at the very end, I just wanted, I mean, because one thing I remember from the book was just the zombies walking along the bottom of the lake,
yeah.
and the bottom of the ocean, and climbing up anchor lines and things like that, and with all the boats in the movie, they didn't do anything with that.
Okay, so that's one thing that you think they could have added that they didn't. What are some other things that you feel like could have easily been put into this movie from the book that they didn't do?
Okay, yeah, the zombies freeze when it's cold. You know, like, there's the whole section about when they're up north and people are evacuating to go up north because they realize the zombies, like, actually freeze in the winter and they don't move. And, like, there were so many, like, especially at the end, they were doing clips I mean, and they may have been in there, and it was so quick, and I missed it, but they could have, like, so done, like, clips of people, like, you know, shooting the frozen zombies in the head, or, like, you know, it's from the book, where they're stuck in the frozen ground, or, neck up to in the ice or in the snow, and they're still kind of moving, but then people are, like, killing them that way, or just a thing, like, telling people to evacuate to the north, you know, or something like that, which I guess at the very end was where the wife was, that was in Norway or something, wasn't it, where they evacuated Brad Pitt's wife and family to one of the evacuation stations, was up north. So it's like that would have, I mean, so it's kind of like, oh, it was almost there, but not quite there.
And yeah, but then, one nice panning shot of a zombie stuck in the ice, like you said, would have done it.
It wouldn't have taken a whole lot. I mean, that's the thing. You could have kept the same movie, just included little things like that. The dog being able to smell it.
Oh, yeah.
Using the dogs to detect people who'd been bitten. Oh, and then I know there probably wouldn't have been any way to include it in this movie, but I did hope they would have something about the astronaut stranded on the International Space Station. To me, that was just one of the more just, God, one of the more gut-wrenching parts of the book was just those astronauts up there trying to stay alive and watching the planet below them just disintegrating into chaos, you know. But I understand that would have been very hard to put into that existing movie, but I would have loved to have seen something about that.
But, well, you know what you reminded me of is Day After Tomorrow. They
yeah.
had that ash that, and maybe, you know, maybe that's a factor. I kind of doubt it, but
yeah, like it might have kind of been done, kind of thing. I can understand that, and that's such a big. That would have been hard to incorporate into the existing plot of the movie. So I understand that one. That was just me personally. I would have loved to have seen that. That could be its own movie.
You know, yeah, you're right, actually. Well, they've got that new movie coming out now where the little space station or whatever, Sandra Bullock and somebody else, I don't remember.
Gravity. Oh, my gosh. I want to see that, too. Oh, that looks so claustrophobic and awesome. Yes.
Well, you know what I tell you, what I really missed and what I would have liked to have seen is some of the hard decisions that had to be made with sacrificing people, you know, like when they destroyed all the people on the bridge.
Yeah. And see, that's why I think this wasn't a real zombie movie, because it didn't have any of that.
Yeah, I think that and the plan. Like his plan where you had to move the military out and leave people behind and how, you know, I don't think that they had enough time to really explore some of the good things.
And they tried to put some of the political stuff in there. I mean, I understand that there was a lot of political flavor in it, which I understood they got from the book. But no, you're right. That was one thing that really didn't make it a movie for me was that there were no personal stakes involved for any of the characters. And that's one of the more gut-wrenching things in the movie to me is because you're fighting your relatives, or your loved ones, people you know, you see every day. You're having to put a bullet in their head or, like, you know, you had to chop them a bit. I mean, that's the more heart-wrenching thing about zombies is that you're not fighting an unknown, unnamed swarm of things or this creature in the dark. You're fighting your family, you know, and so there was none of that in the movie. I mean, I wanted to see Brad Pitt's family turn into zombies, but, zombie movies, they have personal stakes, and it lacked that. It did lack that element of it.
All right, so let's move into that aspect of it. So you already said that you feel like it wasn't like a real, true zombie movie. And one of the things that the first viewing, when I was just kind of absorbing it all, I had that feeling too of, or are these even really zombies at all? Because that one guy the only person that you see turned is in the beginning where he gets bit on the wrist. It's not enough to kill him. It's just a single bite. And then he turns into a zombie. So to me, they didn't really establish at the beginning that this is something that quickly kills you and then you come back.
Yeah.
Although when he goes over and you see the burned bodies and the finger is still moving, you realize, okay, this is undead.
Yes.
But from your perspective as a zombie expert, what are the things for you that made this not fall into the zombie, you know, real zombie movie category?
Okay. Well, and I must caveat this. Well, I did think it tried to turn into a zombie movie at the very end when they're locked in. That was it, a CDC or a WHO when they're locked in?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a WHO building.
That was a zombie movie. That last part of it, because you were face to face, one on one, and it wasn't just this swarm of. Just a swarm. I mean, before in the movie, the zombies might as well have been like a tsunami.
Okay, yeah.
Or a plague of locusts or something like that. And it was just still visually stunning to watch. But, again, it's kind of like the 28 Days Later, why a lot of people say that was a zombies is because it was like almost like it was some kind of infection. And, you know, the definition of zombie is so... I mean, you know, let's get real here. They aren't real. You know, we're kind of making it up as we go along. But there are some rules or preconceived notions that you go into when you're going to go see a zombie movie. And I think about the personal stakes. That wasn't there. There was no, until the very end, there was no real one-on-one, you know, just the personal having it affect you. Except for the little boy when he lost his family.
Yeah.
That happened off screen, and
right.
You know, probably the scene that we didn't see with him losing his family, having to get away from his mom and dad, that would have been a zombie movie. You know, I mean, it was just two zombies and one living person, and that kind of, you know, emotion is to me what makes really good zombie movies good. The second thing that makes a zombie movie is that the zombies represent something. In the very first zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead, it's a very political movie. It's not just about zombies. It was about racial tension, you know. And this movie, it didn't have any subtext that a lot of zombie movies have as far as, all right, we're dealing with these zombies and they are making us somehow confront something deeper within ourselves. There's actually a quote in World War Z, I mean, in the book, which am I prepared or what? I have, like, quotes from the book. But
I love it.
There's a great quote from the book, and it says, "The monsters that rose from the dead, they are nothing compared to the ones we carry in our hearts."
Oh.
And that's it. I mean, you're not just fighting zombies, you're fighting humanity, and you're fighting yourself, and you're fighting what it means to be human. And I think it locked a lot of the humanity of it all. And I think it's because the zombies are such just this horde and this force, there wasn't a whole lot of room to really explore that. And that's another reason why until the very end, it didn't really seem like a real zombie movie to me.
Well, and that was the other thing that I missed. I really would have liked to have seen that they couldn't do because the movie was so fast paced and the zombies were so fast and the change was so fast is all these people that are traveling around, going from, you know, that's how the in the book, how the virus spread is people were traveling with their infected loved ones, hiding them, shielding them.
Oh. Yeah, having them tied up and locked in their trunks or in the back seat and in complete denial that their family members were monsters or just not even knowing, just being ignorant of what was happening and still holding on to, like, hope that there would be a cure for them or there was really was something that could be cured, which is another thing that was different from the book. In the book, there was no cure.
Right.
And which is the one thing I thought was the laziest thing about the movie was that it had this crazy... subplot where the zombies could smell disease in people and they didn't. I really had to suspend disbelief for that. I mean, sorry, that's just a movie where I don't have to suspend disbelief because they're zombies. I have to suspend disbelief because they're zombies that can, they're disease sniffing zombies. Now, that almost was a little bit too much for me to handle, and I can handle a lot, so yeah.
Well, here's what I'm thinking is how much of this, and this goes into my next question, is from your perspective as a lover of scary movies, how you felt about the scary aspect of the movie. So for me, it was just perfect because I could watch it. So that's part of why I loved it so much, is that I was able to watch it and not, you know, implode. So, but I wonder how much of what you know, you were saying that it didn't fall under a real zombie movie category for you is because they were going with this PG-13 rating. Because even in the lab, I'm like, how is it that these people have eaten each other up, but nobody's really bloody? I mean, they were a little bit icky, but nothing was wet, nothing was oozing, nothing was gooey. And all that stuff that happened off screen, I think happened off screen for that reason.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that the zombies, I was thinking too, that the zombies had to be fast because you couldn't, nothing, there was nothing else scary about them.
Exactly.
Because of the PG-13 rating. So on the scary scale, I mean, what's your opinion there?
Well, for me, it wasn't scary at all. It was suspenseful and it was stressful and, it wasn't a scary movie to me as far as what I consider a scary movie. I mean, I consider a scary movie The Exorcist. I mean, to me, that's like the all-time scary movie. But, you know, it had scary moments and it had frightening concepts and things like that, but no, it wasn't, but yeah, there was no blood, there was little blood, little gore, little any of that. But I don't think a movie needs that to be scary. You know, it's how it's handled is what makes the movie scary. And I think by having the zombies be this nameless, faceless horde made it less scary. So I think when they went to the WHO office is when it actually got scary, because it was more personal. You're right there one-on-one with this monster on the other side of the glass snapping at you. Just one of them, not just this swarm of zombies coming at you. That I think having the singular zombie is more terrifying than a swarm, because a swarm, it's almost just like your brain shuts off. It's too much to handle, so you don't, and it's just kind of like white noise, and it's like flatline, okay, I'm checking out, whatever, I can't even, like, don't even know what's happening. But one zombie, when you actually get a chance to, like, look at it, and look in its eyes, and see it for what it really is, that's terrifying. That's where the scary comes in, because then you realize exactly what you're fighting, and it becomes more personal. And the more personal it is, the more terrifying it is, at least to me. I don't need blood and gore or everything to be a good scary movie or a good zombie movie. I mean, again, to me, like, I still think the original Night of the Living Dead is one of my favorite just movies of all. And but it's an excellent zombie movie, and there's like no little, I mean, it's black and white for Pete's sake too. But you know, but yeah, it's more atmospheric, and there's not the blood and the gore and everything like that. But it's still just God. It just gets you because of what it does show.
Well, you know, that's so interesting about the brain shutting off, because fear has a really specific chemistry. And, you know, this happens with your chemistry, and it turns on certain parts of your brain and shuts off other parts of your brain. And then the next step is it turns off. But when you get to that really fight or flight section, the reasoning part of your brain, it does. It completely shuts it off so that you don't stop, that you either do one or the other. And that's the only choices your brain gives you. That's interesting. But here's the other thing that you made me think of, too, is that I keep thinking about this. The scariest scene in the movie for me was when Israel gets kind of overrun and he's in the cage leaving, and they're all kind of leaving in a mass, and he's in the middle of these people. Because I could really feel, that's how I feel in the haunted house. I'm like, something's going to get me. And I'm at the mercy of this mass of people that I'm, you know, moving along with. I thought, you're right. I mean, it was such a simple, nothing scene. In terms of the action that they showed happening, it was just people running through a mesh,
exactly.
And I was so scared.
individual zombies. They were like individual ones falling on top of them. And
yeah.
Yeah, and that's what made it more scary.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask you, and we kind of talked about a little bit it already, is that, well, I don't even know if we have anything left to talk about on this, is the book adaptation. Because we already kind of covered what we would have put into the movie. So, I mean, I guess, in my opinion, it was more like they inspired by the book rather than, you know. Now, how do you feel about them using the name? I mean, is that something that kind of sticks in your craw? Some people, before the movie, you know, even came out, they're like, I hate this movie.
And I tried not to be that person. I tried not to hate it from the beginning. Because to me, you know, any time you can have a mainstream zombie movie, because I'm such a big fan of zombie movies for more than one reason, and I want zombie movies to do well in the theaters for my own purpose. But it's just, I wanted this movie to do well. I wanted it to succeed. Even when I heard, like, it was plagued with all these production problems in the beginning and all this, and I was rooting for it. It's like, please, just be a good movie, at least. You know, even if we can't have you like the book, at least just be a good movie. Because, I mean, we need good zombie movies. We need, you know, it was great to see, like, a big blockbuster movie that wasn't, and most zombie movies are independent films, or they're smaller films, or they're kind of, or they're funny, you know, which I love. You know, Shaun of the Dead is one of my favorite movies, you know, of all time. But it's a completely different genre of a movie, and it wasn't a huge, you know, major blockbuster motion picture, you know, kind of thing. It was a great movie, but, I mean, Zombieland, you know, that too. Yeah. I just wanted it to do well. But, yeah, it does still bother me that they took so little from the book, yet they were banking on the fame of the book. But they just took the name and ran with it. And, you know, I don't blame Max Brooks, you know. I'm sure he got paid and whatever, and he knows he wrote a good book. And you know, I don't blame anybody. It just, I just don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand how you can do that.
It happens fairly often where they, you know, it's a great title. I mean, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as you hear that Brad Pitt's attached to it and that it's going to be a big blockbuster, that book can't be done faithfully in a blockbuster style. I think it's more of a... Did you ever see Contagion?
Yeah.
I think if they really did the book, it would be kind of a more... Again, the tone is very much the same to me, but it would have been a more methodical, slower-paced movie. But this is my question. I personally don't think that if they had done a true adaptation of the movie, it would have been a big blockbuster film, because they drew in, you know, action audience. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
No, I agree. I mean, World War Z was to be an accurate adaptation of the book. It would be like a war documentary.
Yeah.
It would be, you know, more like that. It would be a slower, quieter movie. And I understand that, and it wouldn't make any money. I mean, frankly, because nobody wants to see that. They want to see a movie about zombies. They don't want to see a movie about the aftermath of the zombie apocalypse, or, you know, whatever. But that's why I think the book would have done so much better as, like, a mini-series.
Oh, I would love that. That's what I thought, too. I was like, we need a 6-hour miniseries.
Yeah, if you could have taken each story from the book and novelized it and made it into the little mini movie, and, you know, taken the journalism part out of it and just, like, zeroed in on all the individual stories. And that's the only way you would have been able to completely do a true adaptation from the book. But yeah, if you want to make a action, you know, exciting, scary, suspenseful zombie movie, then yeah, you gotta have the zombies. You gotta bring the terror. You gotta have all that. And, you know, I knew that's what they had to do. And that's fine. I don't mind that. I mean, but I just, again, I think that they could have...
But they could have picked their own name.
Yeah, Yeah. And again, there's just a little thing they could have put in there that would have made a huge fan of the book like me happy. You know, I could have walked away happy had I seen just a few more little things that just showed that at least that they, you know, read the book. Or loved the book. Not even just read the book, just show that the people who made the movie loved the book. If you really loved the book, you would have put some more shout out in the movie to the book.
That's a good point. So. Yeah, that's a really good point. Hey, well, I didn't read about this. I didn't really read. I try not to stay away from that stuff before the movie. But afterward, I read how they had this alternate ending planned. Did you read anything about that?
No, I didn't.
Well, it was this. I guess it doesn't matter since you didn't read it. But it was this thing where they had planned where his wife, when she went away to this camp, that it was... You know, that was a bad situation there, and she had to, you know, basically prostitute herself to get, you know, food or whatever, I don't know. And
wow.
And then he went off and got captured or something, and he was fighting zombies. He became this great zombie fighter, and then he went back to, you know, rescue his wife or whatever. But I tell you, when I read that, I was like, well, thank goodness they didn't do that, because I would have hated that movie.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a better option.
No.
That was a worse option, definitely.
But
yeah.
When I saw the movie the first time, I did have a little I had just said to myself, wow, I can't believe it. I would not change anything about this movie. And it's very rare that I see anything that I wouldn't change something about it, to suit myself.
Yeah.
But and then all of a sudden, after the plane goes down, like the all of that forward momentum, all of the action kind of came to this really swift stop. And he was at the health place. And then that part where you had really liked, that really threw me off. It threw me off pace.
It was almost like it was almost trying to placate people like me. I felt like it was trying to be two different movies. That's when the real zombie movie started. But when you already have an hour of this other movie, it was a really odd switch.
And everything. Well, and after I read that they had these issues and they actually changed the ending, then it made sense to me. I was like, okay, well, they've tacked on a different ending. But the second time I saw it and I knew what was coming, I guess because I did know what was coming, it really felt, if the transition felt a lot smoother, and it didn't bother me at all. But I thought that was interesting. I was just wondering if I was the only one that felt like, hey... Or did we just come to a screeching halt? The plane crashed, and so did I.
Well, the thing is, though, normally, like in any other movie, it would have been a screeching halt. I welcomed it in this movie because before that, it was just this boiling chaos, and it was really hard to. I mean, it didn't sit still long enough for you to really. They were just all over the place, and so. I don't know. To me, I really liked that they made the movie smaller.
Really?
For a moment, because to me, that's more of like what the zombie movies are all about. I mean, it's, you know, we know this is a worldwide plague, but you got to make it smaller. And how is it affecting just these four people, you know, or how is it, that kind of thing? Because when you have whole cities being attacked and nations and things like that. Again, it was so huge. And I actually welcomed that they narrowed the focus at the very end like that, because to me that gave me, and it gave me, like, I was more rooting for those people because I got to know them for a second. And then, and the awesome chick that got her hand chopped off. I mean, God, I loved her. I mean, she was great.
I thought that was awesome, too. I liked her.
Yeah, I mean, so it was just like, I was like, please don't kill her. I was so ready to be pissed. If you kill her, I'm going to be so mad.
You know, that's but, awesome.
But yeah, they didn't kill her. I'm like, thank you. Because for a while there, Brad Pitt was like the kiss of death. I mean, the first rule of the zombie apocalypse is just don't be anywhere Brad Pitt is. You know, I mean, because he, like, brought the chaos wherever he was. But, Jerusalem was fine until he showed up, you know. But, so yeah, I actually thought that was, it didn't slow them, it slowed the movie down, but for me, it was a welcome switch. It didn't slow it down in a bad way to me.
Well, that's interesting to see that different perspective, and I can really fully appreciate that. That yeah. And like I say, the second time I saw it, it really felt very smooth, and I didn't feel that same abrupt halt. I just was ready, like you said, at that point, I guess, because I wasn't scared anymore. Then I was ready, like you were. I guess because I scare easier than you.
Yeah, well, you know.
And also the idea of them really giving us a little bit more time with other characters, because I felt the same way about her. I was more scared that something was going to happen to her than anything at the end.
Exactly. So was I.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. Well, anything else about anything else in your notes that we didn't talk about?
Let me check my notes. Let me see. I did 28 Days Later, blah, blah, blah. And I guess the only other thing was that, again, the trying to find a cure thing, which I guess Brad Pitt needed a goal. And that's the one thing you run into when you have a movie, is they want an end. They want a goal, and they want to tie it all up in this neat little bow and show that everything's going to be okay. Look, we got a cure. We got a way to defeat them. And I think a braver decision would have made it darker, like the book was, where it was really just that we got to wait this out and, you know, just try to survive and figure a way to wait them out while they rot and just drop. But because in the book, they just waited until they were just rotting, and eventually they knew they were just going to dissolve and not become anything, and they were, it'd be easier to kill and all of that. And that's bleak, and that's not a good, you know, action movie, you know, ending, because everybody wants the hero to win. And that's the thing about zombies, though, is technically there's really no winning. And
well, yeah.
So yeah, that was another thing that kind of, you know, but I mean, again, if you're gonna make a mainstream movie, you gotta have more of a mainstream ending, and that's what they went with. But to me, I think a real zombie movie has that sense of, you know, we're kind of stuck here, or I don't know. It just it's not there's no magic bullet, you know. It's going to be something you're going to have to be dealing with for a long time. But yeah,
no, that's true, because the book was like, you know, 10 years down the road.
Oh yeah, and there's
or more.
Yeah, and they're still dealing with, you know, gosh, not only. There's still zombies out there, you know, they're having to, like, dispose of, but then the environmental and, you know, sociological and everything impact of the battle, the, you know, to get rid of them. It's the whole thing on the book about the whales, you know, there's no whales left or anything, but, you know, it's just all the little things. But again, you can't put that into, you know, a movie that isn't, you know, 5 hours long. That's why I think it would have been better served as a miniseries, but, you know, nobody asked me, so.
And they should have.
They should have, and I would have asked for a lot less money, I am sure. So, but, you know, they're lost.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, that is interesting, because I kind of felt the same way. I didn't, and not in the same words, but I felt like, wow, this feels weird that there's just, he found the cure, you know, or the mask or whatever. And I have to wonder where they go from here. If they've got the mask, what are they going to do in the next movie? I feel like the next movie has to be something totally cheesy almost. Like, I don't know that they can make another good movie since they concluded this movie with a semi-happy ending. It would almost be like the next movie has to be something where the threat is human, and I guess that's okay. I guess that's what you really deal with in the zombie
well, yeah,
world.
I mean, the next movie would be trying to restructure the planet? I mean, are there any, you know, are there any governments left? You know, or are they going to try to pick up, and are borders of countries going to be exactly where they were before? I mean, I don't know. The population has to be decimated. You have to figure, I mean, is it like Black Plague proportions where a third of the planet is gone, you know? And I don't know. I mean, you're going to be dealing with the human element more than the zombie element. And to me, that's not a very exciting movie, because we all know, you know, people kind of suck anyway. We all know where that's going to go. But I don't know. So, yeah, to me, the movie is done. They tied it up with a bow, and they have a cure, and it's just kind of like, okay, if they try to make another sequel to it or anything like that, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I was under the impression that they were already, you know, in production for the second movie.
Any movie that does really good at the box office, they're gonna put that out there. But
yeah.
I'm kind of
expecting a Pirates of the Caribbean thing, you know, where the first one I really loved, it was great, and then the second one, I didn't really like it all, and then I wouldn't watch anymore. It's like, okay,
I'm done with this whole thing. You know, it's not in the same way. It's like, the first one was awesome, and then they're like, oh, well, you love that, well, then here's just more of the same stuff. And they're like, no.
Only not as good.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's great and all, but, I don't know, yeah, I have a brain, and opinions and things, and that's not going to work for me. So.
All right. Well, on that note, this has been fun. I've really, really, really loved talking to you about this.
Well, this is great. And actually, you know, believe it or not, you know, I don't really get asked, you know, a whole lot to, like, you know, expound at length on zombies, because most of, like, my family or friends are like, oh my God, seriously, you want to talk about zombies again? So, this is great. Because I'm like, yay, somebody actually wants my opinion on the whole zombie thing. And, this has been very fun. I really appreciate you having me in mind for this, really.
Well, no, I wanted to talk about it, and you volunteered.
And I was like,
I can't believe it. I'm really going to get, not only do I have a volunteer to talk to me about this movie, but it's Amy Severson.
Oh, my God. She's like, yeah, whatever. Of course I volunteered. I'm kind of a whore that way, you know. I love talking about zombies. You know, because I really only like to talk about things that I know a lot about. And I know a lot about zombies, so I feel comfortable talking about them because I feel like I know what I'm talking about to a certain degree. So just, you know, as long as you don't ask me about, you know, like, real world history or, like, math, then I will talk at length. So, yeah.
Well, I'm with you. I will never ask a math question because I can't do it.
No math. No, please. I'll cry.
Okay, so right now, just to point people in your direction, it's Fix It or Deal.
Yeah, it's Fix It or Deal, WordPress.com. Yeah, it's one of my little homes on the internet. And I'm on Twitter as Amy C. Severson on Twitter.
But do you have your Daryl Dixon Tumblr?
I'm also on Tumblr. I have my own Hey Girl Daryl Dixon. Tumblr blog, which is on hiatus until, like, the show comes back because I need more material. Team Dixon all the way.
Dear.
I'm like a cancer on the internet. I'm everywhere. If there's Instagram, I'm everywhere. You can't get rid of me. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna sign up for that too. Sure. So, yeah. People
That's okay.
Awesome.
That's all right. You can never have too much Amy.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's my family, that. I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Well, okay. So, I'll link all that stuff. And what about your book? So, it's all written now, even though you wouldn't let me read it.
So, yeah, no, I finished the book. I'm querying agents, as you do, and I'm trying to find somebody who wants to buy it and pay me for it. So, yeah, it's a sci-fi novel. Actually, it has nothing to do with zombies. No zombies in the book whatsoever. It's sci-fi, but it's light sci-fi. It's a comedy. It's a sci-fi comedy. So, if you can imagine.
Well, I hope that goes well. Well, I want to read it. So you need to get it published, woman.
I want everybody to read it eventually. That would be awesome. So, yes, I would love everybody to read my silly little alien monster sci-fi story. So, yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for talking to me about this. I really had fun.
Oh, this was awesome. Thank you so much for like saying yes and not going, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to do this with her. But no, this was great.
Oh, you're talking about yourself. I thought you were talking about me. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, Rosie was like, oh, she said yes. Now I have to like, oh, I should have to do it. But yeah, that was great.
No, I was excited. I was really excited. All right. Well then, goodbye. I guess that's it. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I love to talk movies, and I'm starting to love to talk zombies. My thanks to Amy, whose name I now know how to pronounce. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, you can subscribe on iTunes, on the Stitcher app, or go to peopleialmostknow.com. Oh my gosh, we talked for an hour.
It didn't even feel like an hour.
It did not feel like an hour.
No, it didn't.